Good morning and welcome to today's In Touch segment, In Touch Heard every weekday morning, right here on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com at 11:40 a.m. My guests today are two great ones. They are Paul Mayer and Todd Swanson of the Savannah Veterans Memorial Committee. They've been working really hard. Let's just say that you guys have been doing so much work and you've been doing so much great work. And I know I really appreciate it. And, this is why we're doing it. We're hoping other people appreciate it. And, I know that you have a big event coming up. It is the Veterans Memorial Fundraiser. It's coming up at Manny's. Can you guys tell me a little bit about, what we can expect at, the Veterans Fundraiser?
Yes, it's going to happen on, Friday, November 9th. We're going to be at, like you said, we're going to be at Manny's from 5 to 9 p.m. We're going to have auctions, raffles, all sorts of silent auction, meat sticks, desserts, baked goods, and, of course, entertainment and fun for all.
Yeah, it sounds like a blast. I know that. And, yeah, I mean, the food that's there, and then I know you guys also have other food that you're auctioning off and stuff like that, and the 50-50 as well. So, first things first, we talked about the auction a little bit. I know there are a lot of items that a lot of local businesses have donated to, a lot of things, a lot of food and all that that local businesses have donated to. Do you have kind of a rundown of just what people might be able to expect at the auction?
Like Paul mentioned a minute ago, we have lots of desserts that are famous around the area. We have a tube to use for out on the river. We have several oil changes. We have craft baskets. We have bicycles. We have tools, socket sets. We've got a huge, beautiful, professional turkey print that we want to auction off. Like I said, bicycles and a lot more items that I'm not aware of yet. But we hope you come and take a look, and I'm sure there's going to be something for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah, and that list is something that's going to grow, I'm sure, until about the day of the auction. People have been giving you things and donating things, and it's been unbelievable. And I know it all goes to a good thing, the Veterans Memorial that's coming to Savannah, which we'll get to in a second. But the other thing I want to get into, one of the main things of the night will be the 50-50 raffle. I know the 50-50 raffle is going to be unbelievable. And tell me a little bit about the 50-50 raffle. One, I guess, where can you get some of the tickets? And two, what can people expect about the 50-50 raffle?
Well, we hope to sell 2,500 tickets, which will enable the winner to take home $2,500. We'll see how it goes. Right now, the sales are really in demand right now, and all of our committee members have tickets for sale, and they are for sale at the Savannah Station, the Hog Dog at Manny's Pizza, and Sullivan's. So if you could consider buying a ticket for $2, it would really help us out.
Yeah, and I mean, the committee members, I believe, can also sell those tickets, correct? Am I correct on that? And we'll get to those committee members as well, because not only you guys, but you have a great set of people you're working with that are helping you with this. And it's been a thing that's been going on about a couple of years, I believe, is this memorial project that you guys have been working on. I've seen you at city council meetings. I've seen you kind of doing the dirty work to get it done.
It has been a long time. Todd, when did we actually start?
We started in May of 2016.
There you go. So I mean, we've been really working long and hard. We struggled in the beginning trying to get a place, location for it. And finally, because of the grace of the city, we've got a beautiful spot down by the new bridge. And we plan on being seen from the river, from the highway, you know, everywhere.
Yeah, and you have for me today a 3D drawing of exactly like what it might end up looking like, and it is just unbelievable. And I'm sure if people have been driving by, they've probably seen some of the work being done. So what exactly is the work going on currently, and what is the plan for I guess moving forward?
Well, the retaining wall was the last thing that was just put up, and that's to hold our plot in place so it doesn't wash away and destroy the neighbor's yard with a runoff or anything. That's almost done, and we're leaving the one side open for doing the concrete work in that. And once that's done, the other side of the wall will be completed. Also, a parking lot was put in behind us too, mm-hmm. something that took an awful lot of earth moving to bring in and raise it up. At the same time when that was put in and the surface was put down, they also had these sheets of a straw with grass seed in it, and all the grass seed is growing up already, and it only happened in a couple of weeks that we're that where all of a sudden we had all this green grass in behind the place, so it's really starting to look nice. We are going to let it sit over the winter now for that ground to settle real good and solid before we do the concrete work next spring.
All right, yeah, and I mean it's gonna. I am so excited. I'm more and more excited every time I talk to you guys because it just keeps getting closer and closer. And I know you guys have been taking donations for that. You guys have also been selling those brick pavers, which I know has been a really important thing to you because it. Well, I guess you can get into it. What exactly is a brick paver, and who can buy it? I'm pretty sure anybody can buy it, correct?
These pavers can be purchased through our committee and on the website. All you got to do is download the form, and we can accommodate, at this time, 544 bricks. We've sold about 400 spots, so there's room for a lot more. And if you have a service member that was in your family, they don't have to be from this area. We'd love to see you honor them by having a brick at our site. That's what it's all about. And what I really like about building our memorial here is that we're all doing it the old-fashioned way. We're working at it. We're working hard at it every day. We're just doing it the old-fashioned way. So I'm really proud of that effort.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, service members. It has to be service members. But from anywhere around here, the great thing that I love about it is, say somebody wanted to buy it from anywhere else around the area, they could make it like a thing. It'd be good for the city of Savannah that people can come and check out their paver once every year, once every couple months, and just soak it all in because it's going to be really neat. How exactly are the pavers going to be incorporated into the memorial?
There's four walls, double-sided walls, like a little teepee made out of concrete, and they will be put in, you know, stuck to those walls. Like Todd said, there was room for 544. Yeah, 544 on those four walls, total. And the reason for this is we don't want people walking on the pavers. These pavers will be up where you can actually look straight at them and read them and find your loved one or your friends and so on. We have been getting pavers from all around the United States because
that's awesome.
We sent out newsletters and everything to all of our VFW members and our Legion members and that, and a lot of them aren't here anymore. They joined when they were out at the depot, and they moved on, and they're spreading the word to all of their friends that they know that were in the area. So yeah, we've been getting pavers from all over the United States.
Well, you brought up the depot, and that's another thing I love about the project is, the history of the services in Savannah is just so huge, and Savannah having something to absolutely celebrate it is just unbelievable. So I thank you guys so much for what you're doing. Next up, I guess letting people know exactly how, if you did want to go about buying a paver, if you wanted to go about donating, if you want to go about, I guess, even seeing some representation of what this project might look like when it's all done, where would they go?
Our website is the best place. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the short. We have a long URL and a short one. The long one is thesavannahveteransmemorial.org. The short one is thesvm.us. Can't get shorter than that.
Thesvm.us.
Yes. And on that website, we have menus, and you go to the donations page, and it has all of the information to purchase pavers. It's got forms and everything. Pavers, benches. You can donate as a corporate sponsor. You can donate as an individual. We've actually had several individuals that have donated $10,000 each. So this is going well. And if you want to just see what's going on, we even have a link to a pictures page that has progress from the early starts when we put a sign up saying this is where it's going to be up until right now.
Yeah, and that's just unbelievably awesome, and I check in on the website every now and again just to see. I believe you have exactly how much has been raised and all that, and it's something that pretty much came up from scratch, I believe. It's something that you just had to kind of start with, and we're kind of like crossing your fingers, let's hope we can do this, but you've gotten a lot of support from the community.
Yes, we started this effort, like I said, in 2016 over a cup of coffee with some well-minded citizens, and I'm so impressed on how far we've come without a nickel and no plan, no place to build our memorial, and the community's been outstanding in helping us any way they can. We really appreciate it, and if you want to continue to help us, we'd appreciate it if you please come to our benefit on November 9th and support us.
Yeah, and that's a big thing for today. I mean, it's a whole, in the grand scheme of thing, it's just a little blip, but it's going to be a great event. It's at Manny's Friday, November 9th. Tickets are $15 each, but you can get those from Veterans Memorial Committee members. You can get those also from...
Right at the gate.
Right at the gate.
Yes, we're going to have people selling tickets at the front and back door to the banquet room.
If you don't want to stay for dinner, just stop and buy a couple tickets.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And, well, the raffle tickets are the other big thing. Get out there and buy some of those raffle tickets. It's going to be a pretty penny. It's for whoever is the lucky name drawn. So, and then last but not least, I know you guys have been nice enough to come and speak with us here at WCCI, and we appreciate that. But you are a couple of many people on the Veterans Memorial Committee that have been helping out, giving their time, donating their time, and helping this become a reality. Can you go over, I guess, the some of the Veterans Memorial Committee?
Well, there's myself and Todd Swanson, Carol Kinnear, Chris Yingling, Mike Raleigh, Doc Vincent, Dennis Bowman, Larry Stebbins, Jeff Dorn, Larry Mellis, Milo Miller, and our newest member that joined on is Dave Ingaldo, who is the ramrod for the Bridge Committee.
All right. Well, there's so much. I know there's so much information in this In Touch, but there needs to be, because it's such a great event. Is there anything else that we did not touch on, or anything you want to maybe hammer down a little bit that we haven't got to yet today?
We just want to remind everybody that we have different levels of recognition for donors, and we start out with the bronze level, then it goes to silver, and then gold, and then diamond and platinum. And if you so choose, please take a look at that on our website and see where you're at with it. And we would like to carry that on.
Those people will be engraved on the back of the entrance stone, their names.
That's cool.
So yes, it is.
They will be recognized as such.
All right. Well, it's unbelievably awesome what you guys do. Not only what you guys do now, but what you guys have done in the past. And we want to thank you guys for everything you've done. And like I said, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to also say that through this effort of our fundraiser on November 9th, we hope to carry on our efforts and get this memorial built in 2019 or 2020.
No. We're going to do it next year and have it done by Veterans Day.
Sounds good to me.
I like your attitude towards it.
There's the word from our financial officer, Paul Mayer. But I also like to say that by doing this, we're going to have a dedication ceremony, which we hope you all will attend, and we want to do that well, and we want to shoot some cannons and just have a great day to memorialize our memorial.
All right, yeah, and Veterans Day is coming up. Which is awesome. But Friday, November 9th, that's the fundraiser. Go out. It's going to be so much fun. A lot of people are going to be there. Great food, great chances to win some money, and the silent auction. There's a live auction. There's just entertainment for fun and all. It says it right there on the flyer. So, guys, thank you so much for stopping in and talking to me, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next time and see just how close you are to making this happen all over again.
Thank you for having us, and God bless America.
All right. Again, Todd Swanson and Paul Mayer, and this has been our In Touch segment here on WCCI and WCCIRadio.com.